Hello to all my SIP listeners. That's the STEM Information Podcast, our 10-minute quick SIPs to bring you up to date on news, events, and opportunities related to science, technology, engineering, arts, and math. Well, I'm first of all going to give you a heads up and tell you that the Spring Special for 2017 for Diversity in Action Magazine is out. The Diversity in Action Magazine is all about advancing STEM professionals and students. The cover headline is Prioritizing Corporate Social Responsibility, Community Outreach, STEM Education, and Supplier Diversity. So very excited about that. And also of note on the cover is an interview with Daryl Mitchell as he talks about going from actor to advocate. And of course, I've got to, you know, give a little plug here because Technology Espresso introduced Diversity and Actions editor Jordan Weiss, who we're very close partners with. We introduced him to Daryl Mitchell. Daryl has a Philly connection, and David, through his Philly connections, was able to make that happen. So we're very proud of that and see that on the front cover, as well as articles on changing the equation and GoPro and STEM, a Kelvin Beecham interview that's also included. This is an online and physical publication. So if you're near your computer, then all you have to do is look for diversityinaction.net, and they have an online rendition of the magazine, and it feels like you're flipping through the pages virtually, and page by page it allows you to enjoy the magazine. Now, also, if you want to get a publication or subscribe, you can either, again, go to diversityinaction.net, or you can send an email to circulation@diversityinaction.net. And there's also a number, 800-536-5669, extension 130. Especially encouraged if you're having an upcoming STEM event, ask them for multiple copies to take and provide to your attendees. Technology Espresso, wherever we go, when we attend an event, we always bring copies of the magazine and share them with the participants. So, including the recent STEM Fest, they were there, and Diversity in Action had a booth at Nesby. So they're out and about just like Technology Espresso. And that's why we love promoting them. And they've been a great advocate of Technology Espresso. And we're having other talks to get even more engaged with each other as partners. So stay tuned for that as well. I'm going to give a shout out to Lindsay Pennicutt, the managing editor. And she starts off from the editor article with a quote from Winston Churchill. We make a living by what we get, but we make a life by what we give. And love that. Another reason why this magazine is so important, as I flip through the pages and bring you the highlights, is so many organizations that promote and seek out minorities and people of color and women to their organization and provide support systems for those organizations. So if you want to know the best companies for minority development and growth and recognition, flip through these pages and look at some of the organizations that advertise within the pages of Diversity in Action, such as BASF, and their logo says, "We create chemistry." And also AFRL, and that's the Air Force Research Laboratories, AFRL. You know, you'll discover places that might not be household names, but again, big in STEM. There's also the opportunity to find out about competitions and scholarship opportunities, schools and degrees, where the best places to go for those areas of interest. There's other competitions. There was recently a search for Hidden Figures presented and sponsored by PepsiCo and 21st Century Fox, and in the covers of Diversity in Action magazine, they share the winners of that event. You know, and it just raises your awareness, because every issue exposes you to all the different jobs within STEM. STEM is huge. We boil it down to science, technology, engineering, art, design, and math. But even as I flip the pages, every issue I learn something. I'm looking at an ad from Northwest University, and it's introducing a Master of Science in Law degree from that university. I flip to the very next page. Follow me to Michigan is the heading. The School of Information. They have a Master's of Science in Information, a Master of Health Informatics, Doctor of Philosophy, Bachelor's of Science in Information. So, again, it's not just computer science or coding or robotics. I mean, the fields are so vast. I'm flipping the pages and I see organizations like Parker Aerospace. It says engineer your success at Parker. I see Charles Schwab's. You don't set the limits on your potential, neither do we. And then that takes me to the Full Steam Ahead article, again, featuring Daryl Chill Mitchell. He went from rapper to actor to advocate. He most recently starred in the NCIS New Orleans edition. And furthermore, you'll read about how he overcame adversity and his disability. So you'll find out more about that as well. So that's also, when we talk about diversity and inclusion, it's also those people with disabilities or other abilities, and some of their challenges in the workforce, embracing them. It's leveling the playing field for everyone. There's an article on serving our country, bringing Navy experience to work as a technology auditor at JPMorgan Chase, which is also for those who are transitioning out of the military and finding opportunities in the STEM workspace. Another talks about bringing 30 years of military experience to work as a specialist engineer. And continuing with that theme at CDW, attracting, engaging, and hiring veterans. So all of these things, again, this is the broad spectrum of diversity. And Diversity in Action does a phenomenal job of covering it. The GoPro in STEM article features NFL star Kelvin Beachum, who advocates for STEM in underserved communities. Great article, great read. And again, the appeal to organizations, prioritizing corporate social responsibility. The changing the equation, and this is how a nonprofit born by business leaders is using data to drive decisions to further K-12 STEM education. So the other thing that is also so encouraging and uplifting is that everybody's hitting this STEM issue and problem for so many different perspectives. And we need everyone on board. And I love that Diversity in Action magazine gives highlights and recognizes those who are making an effort. Under their corporate community engagement, they recognize Chevron, they recognize Verizon, Boston Scientific, Itron, Hitachi, and PepsiCo. So these are, again, organizations that you should seek out and reach out to when you are looking for your either first job opportunity or transition job opportunity or internship. So we're making great strides, but we can't rest on our laurels. There's still a long way to go to getting the message about STEM and STEAM and all that it has, helping to, as NJIT, the New Jersey Institute of Technology, says, connect to success. So, and we here at Technology Espresso will continue to do our part by bringing news and information, such as when the latest edition of Diversity in Action magazine comes out. Again, you can go to their website, diversityinaction.net, and get a copy and even order a couple of copies to share around the school, the community, the church. You know, it's all about exposure. Also, visit our new website, which includes our regular website is technologyespresso.com. But we now also have a STEM store, one that promotes and has different images of people of color in the various science, technology, engineering, arts, and math fields. It has awesome sayings. The latest one that we just posted was one that featured women of color in math. And our quote on our coffee mug for this month is, "Math teaches us that all problems have a solution." So I love that, and it's just another way to relate STEM and the various fields to everyday life. Make it a part of your conversation and pull people into the conversation. That's what we're doing through our creative coffee mugs. So as you sip, you are also spreading knowledge and awareness. We thank you again for all of your support, and stay tuned for our next sip episode. We bring those to you daily, and we thank you for tuning in and supporting us. That's all for now.
You have been listening to Technology Espresso Cafe Radio. For a full list of our broadcast archives, social media handles, contact information, and upcoming shows, visit our website portal at www.technologyespresso.com.net and .org. Call our event hotline 855-484-6837 for a list of STEM-related events in various states across the country. That's 855-484-6837. Your feedback is important to us. Send us an email through our website or directly to technologyespresso@gmail.com. Thanks for listening, and remember to listen, learn, leverage, launch.